But I always had a weight problem from when I was, I suppose, once I'd reached about 20. Before then, I was thin as a rake. And my mother used to worry about it, really. I was too thin. But later on, I was then had a weight problem, and had a weight problem really for the rest of my life. And I've tried to keep the diet. I haven't had sugar or tea and coffee. They were the first things to go, and that was back in or around about 1968, 69, somewhere about that time. And so from then on, no sugar. I gave up smoking as well, around about 1968. I didn't used to smoke a lot. It was just as all kids did. We smoked. But then at one time I decided it was enough. I'd had enough. And it was a waste of money, really, and I didn't really enjoy it. So I just decided to give up smoking, and that was it. I gave up smoking. My wife carried on for another year, but I found it very easy to give up smoking. I didn't have any withdrawal symptoms or anything, so I gave up on that day and never smoked again.
You say you gave up sugar in tea and coffee. How much sugar would you have had during your childhood?
In the early days, not a tremendous amount, because as I say, sugar was on ration till I think it was about 52. After that, I'd have probably about 2 spoonfuls of sugar in tea and coffee. Whilst I was at home with my mother and father. And that's how it was, really, right up until I'd left home and got into married life. And it seemed to suit me, and I put weight on, and then I decided to try and get rid of it. And so I really dieted for the rest of my life, I suppose, on and off over the time. I'm not always successful, but we try.
When did you get married?
In March 1968. And I sort of changed career then as well. And I went in the civil service. And I worked at a place where we could have lunch at midday, and if I'm honest, that's when I prefer it. And then